In the news this week, Rishi Sunak defends the right of those who wish to speak up for the reality of biological sex. The Institute tells the Scottish Government it will go to court to protect the ordinary work of churches from a new conversion therapy law. And in a House of Lords debate, peers highlight the plight of persecuted Christians across the world. Hello. The Prime Minister has emphasised that people should not be criminalised for stating simple facts on biology amid widespread criticism of Scotland's new hate crime law. Rishi Sunak made the comments in defence of Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, who forced Police Scotland to confirm that her public comments about biological sex were not criminal and wouldn't be recorded as a non-crime hate incident. I hope every woman in Scotland who wishes to speak up for the reality and importance of biological sex will be reassured by this announcement, and I trust that all women, irrespective of profile or financial means, will be treated equally under the law. Former SNP Minister Ash Regan, who originally voted for the legislation, is now calling for the Hate Crime Act to be repealed. Almost 4,000 hate crime complaints were made during the first 24 hours of the Act coming into force, but the Scottish Police Federation has warned that over a third of officers have still not received training on the law. Times readers have slammed one of the paper's star columnists for calling for the elderly and infirm to be pressured into assisted suicide. In his article, Matthew Paris welcomed the pressure which would grow on the terminally ill to hasten their own death so as not to be a burden on others or themselves. In response, Canon Eric Wilson of Beverley wrote, "I do not wish to be around if the consequences of Mr. Paris's argument ever materialise. The taboo that he suggests should be lifted must essentially be the Judeo-Christian belief in the value of each human as made in the image of God and loved by God, which has informed the development of Western laws and civilization." The Christian Institute's Kieran Kelly said, "Paris offers a stark glimpse into a mindset that abandons compassion arguments in favour of a position which is truly chilling, that vulnerable people feeling pressure to get it over with quickly for everyone's sake is not a bad thing. Legislation to permit assisted suicide is under consideration in Scotland, the Isle of Man and Jersey, with pressure to legalise the practice in the Republic of Ireland and also England and Wales." The Christian Institute has reminded the Scottish Government that it faces a legal battle in its controversial bid to outlaw so-called conversion therapy. As the public consultation on the plans closed, Institute Public Affairs Officer Joanna Cook explained why the CI remains so opposed to the proposals.
"We believe the proposals would impose draconian limits on everyday speech and would deal a devastating blow to gospel freedom. Parents must not be at risk of prosecution for discouraging their child from taking damaging puberty blockers. And it must not become illegal for churches to uphold mainstream beliefs about sex and sexual ethics, or to support those in their congregation who want help to live in accordance with the Bible's teaching. That's why we have restated our commitment to taking legal action if the Scottish Parliament passes a law that tramples on basic freedom of speech and religion."
And finally, peers have urged the government to take practical steps to support Christians across the world who experience hostility for their faith. In a recent debate secured by Baroness Arlene Foster, members of the House of Lords highlighted the oft underreported persecution of believers across the world.
"We talk about persecution as if it ended with Nero and the lions in the Colosseum, but it's one of the most shocking untold stories of our time.
More believers are killed for their faith in Nigeria each year than anywhere else in the world. Men and boys are often specifically targeted to undermine the growth of Christian families in the future. Women and girls face abduction and sexual violence with intense pressure, exacerbated by the knowledge that sometimes their communities reject them when they come home, believing they may have become complicit with the Islamist ideology."
In response, Foreign Office Minister Lord Ahmad of Wimbledon expressed deep concern at the global abuse and violation of the right to freedom of religion or belief, and said the government would continue its work seeking to protect and promote it. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.